4 years after the conflicts began in Darfur, the number of displaced people in camps like this one continues to grow.
Violence and hardship are an almost daily ritual for the people of Darfur. Hundreds of thousands of people live in refugee camps across the region, forced out of their homes by a conflict that began.
To cause such pain and misery, as the world sits by and let people die, it's a mystery, yeah. No sense of hope, it's a slippery slope to mass despair. Resolutions come, but little is done, it's a tragedy. I got something to tell you,
Sudan. It's a crying shame,
yeah.
Crying shame.
Politicians squawk while the UN barks, words in the way. Rape and death are common, malnutrition and sorrow and torture every day. It's the shame of the world, the rape of baby girls, years of war and toil. Is it through wonder again, blacks killing blacks, who wins? How is
much worse.
Around 50,000 live here, and nearly 2.5 million more subsist in 60 other camps dotted throughout North, South, and West Darfur. Some have lived like this since 2003, but the passing of time has in no way diminished the awful memories of what drove them here.